Welcome to Dungeon Delve, a podcast from Dungeons & Dragons featuring live play D&D adventures in convenient audio form. I'm Chris Perkins, Dungeon Master to the Stars and Principal Story Designer for D&D. The language and situations in this podcast may not be appropriate for everyone. And by everyone, I mean everyone. For the sixth session of Acquisitions Incorporated, recorded during PAX Prime 2012, the Dark Magic Manor is transported to the Forgotten Realms via the magic of playtesting a new version of Dungeons & Dragons. We split up the session into episodes 20 and 21 of Dungeon Delve, and these two episodes contain more than 45 uses of the word butthole.
After he is obliterated,
yes.
I take a moment to say, Danielle, fix this fucking floor.
Oh, good call.
She says,
s'il vous plaît.
There must be some sort of, how do you say, lever.
There must be, yeah.
Lever.
Yeah,
that's great.
Lever
that's,
is how we say it.
You say it lever.
All right, after
All right,
you're done.
And then before I pull back up, I look over at Benwin and say, not my job. And then I go back up.
She will slide down the arm of the statue, land here, and begin looking around the altar for some sort of trigger. Like maybe it was your weight coming off the altar that may have
there
triggered.
There we go.
And she'll begin looking.
Let's pile up lizard corpses.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Good idea.
She says, I cannot find it.
Does my friend know where it is?
No, you can tell him to move. That's one of the things you can do with the charm. Have him stand on it.
Do I have to wait for my turn, though?
I'm getting there.
Before that happens, Benwin?
Yeah.
You...
I
forgot the lizard guys. Hold on there, Benwin. So this
oh,
lizard guy...
Oh, he says gleefully,
over
I
here.
Forgot the lizard guys.
This guy will pull out a blowgun. And just shoot you with it.
It's like the opening of Johnny Quest.
But he only rolled a 13 versus AC, so it just sticks in your armor.
It's decorative now.
Yep.
Dude, that looks cool. You got a blowgun dart sticking out of your armor now.
It's hardcore.
Yeah.
This guy over here on this balcony will do the same thing to you, Benwin.
That's a long shot.
And he rolls a 9, so another one sticks in your armor.
Nothing.
God, you are just piling up. It's like scars.
This happy guy will go over here. And
just enjoy himself, you know?
Yeah.
Just hang out, check out the
acid wonder pool. Where his friend went.
Yeah.
Just
start grooming himself.
Then he'll go over and try to beat up on Danielle. These two will come over and try to beat up on Danielle.
Not the charmed guy.
Not the charmed guy.
Oh, he's only charmed for him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
He doesn't
listen, we're all learning a lot.
So while Danielle is searching for traps, she is accosted and hit once with one of these bone knives that these guys wield.
I'm hanging and I say, no! No!
So you need to spray him with the water bottle.
Yeah, I squirt him.
You need to shake a can with pennies in it.
Click, bad click, lizard. Click, click,
click. This guy will wander around the pit, but he only gets to there. This guy,
he dies. He dies, yeah. He falls over, he dies.
Yep.
I just realized that from where I'm sitting, it looks like the lizards are wearing little Chippendales bow ties.
Yeah, it does. It kind of gives things a new context.
Yeah. So when you sign up for the D&D Next playtest, make sure you look through the monster manual for sexy lizard.
That's the keyword.
Yeah.
Keyword all right, Benwin.
Sexy.
Another dart comes your way, Benwin, from that guy down there. But he's going to miss you as well. You're just covered with darts now.
It's no biggie.
Yeah.
This has a 30-day dart warranty on it. Guaranteed no darts for 30 days.
And you're up.
Let's do this.
Just go nuts, son.
Since everyone else is just in my group is fucking hiding, looks like it's up to me again. Yeah. You can join me.
Raise your hand if you drew first blood.
Yeah.
You need scooched over there?
I'm gonna save her. I'm gonna run up to here.
Mm-hmm.
Cause if anyone's gonna kill this woman, it'll be me.
No, go to work.
All right.
Go to work, Ben.
Not the middle one.
No, I'm starting with your lizard.
Oh, if you hit him, he won't be charmed anymore.
Well, he's not doing a whole hell of a lot now.
Give him time. He just got charmed.
Well, Mike, what I'm saying is, it's like a fucking trope. Like, oh, he's with us now, and then later, stab.
I'm telling you that for 1 hour, I can guarantee that he will be a big fan of whatever I tell him to be a big fan of.
All right. I will skip over...
He'll be like virtually everyone who goes and sees a show performed by Jim Dark Magic.
Exactly.
All right, I'll skip
Always
over
a pleasure
Jim's
to watch
friend.
You work, sir.
No one beats Jim's lizard but Jim,
no
is
one.
That what
no
you're saying?
No one puts lizard in the corner, apparently. All right, so here we go. Oof. I'll take 19.
That looks
is
weird.
19 good enough for you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, it's good enough.
So 19 plus 8, that's a hit.
Great.
And now I'm going to spend an expertise die, since I have two back, my new round spent. Mm-hmm. To make this a deadly strike.
All right.
Ooh.
And so I'm going to spend this expertise dice to add to the damage. So now I get 2d6 plus 4 plus 8.
Ow.
So
he is
11 plus 8, 19.
All right, he's dead.
Good.
Do you want to cleave into Jim's
friend? Yeah, hell yeah. Oh.
What? Fine.
No, I won't. I'll leave him for you.
No, no.
Really?
Bring it down.
Just I share another. One last look with him. And I silently mouth to him, thank you. Right before your axe comes through.
13 plus 8.
20. Yeah, you're going to hit
21.
Him.
21. Real good.
11 points of damage.
You crush him.
Single tier.
Oh. Lizard and wizard, canceled.
It was on Fridays.
It was on Fox. And they just...
announced and canceled.
Yeah. It must have been good then.
Yeah, it must have been good.
It's pretty awesome that you got Joss Whedon to produce
yeah.
it.
Yep. Nathan Fillion was Lizard. They moved it to Fridays.
Yep.
They showed all of them out of order.
Yep.
That one actor on the show is a real dick.
That's the one.
Yep.
Yep.
So you're still swinging around on this rope?
Danielle will say, Manny
yeah,
feet.
Is it me?
Yeah.
No, it's AFL next.
Did you hear that?
What?
The frog chick likes me now.
Oh. Is that good?
Yeah, she said magnifique.
Oh.
She's impressed by the guy, Man of Action.
AFL?
AFL is going to shoot an arrow at the guy up on the balcony.
All right.
17 plus 5.
Nice.
Yeah, that's so good. That's 22. Hit.
Yep. And D10 plus 3. 6 points.
Oof.
All right. He is still standing.
That's a bummer.
Would you like to stay where you are?
No, come stand by me.
Oh, wow. Did you just...
I don't
know,
Scott. If that happens, this might become player versus player.
Did you know it when you said it, or did you just say it and then know it?
No, I knew it. It's been in my pocket.
Oh.
It's been sitting there.
Okay.
Seriously, though.
Me? Jim?
AFL?
Do they know? I've given up my position,
oh,
or
yes.
do they not
oh,
know?
Yes.
They know.
They know.
If I've given up my position, then I'll go ahead and come out to the corner there. But you know, not so close to the acid. More like.
So like there. Like,
stay
yeah,
away.
But maybe tuck me back against, like away there. From the acid. Yeah, yeah. And then like just maybe you know maybe more just sort of like that. And then like this is here. And also that.
Mm.
he can come down.
It's a strong play.
As you crawl,
do you want me to roll for that?
As you crawl under the statue, you see there's like a little hole down there.
Hey.
Oh. Really? I have magic elf vision. I've got magic elf vision, okay. And then I have a number of different things that let me see unnatural things.
Unnatural under there.
So do I have time to take a look-see at it and see what I get out of it?
Yeah, it appears to be some sort of anus.
I was right!
Like, is it like a living anus or like the platonic ideal of an anus? Like, is it Mitt Romney?
It's kind of the
there?
Platonic.
Oh!
He took it political.
Wow.
It's the platonic ideal of a demonic anus.
Oh, it's a demonic anus. I'm not going to touch it.
It's actually. Yeah.
Good call.
It's something that whoever created this statue felt the statue needed one. But it looks like it's actually big enough that you could crawl up into it.
Okay.
It's good info.
Okay. Raise your hand if you would go up into the anus. Look at that. How can 2,000 gamers be wrong?
Get in there. Make it happen.
All right.
That's an order.
I have been playing Dungeon Master, friends, assembled nerds. I am 40 years old. I have been playing Dungeons & Dragons since the Red Box set in 1981, maybe 283, somewhere around there in my life. It is safe to say that I have been playing Dungeons & Dragons for a minimum of 20 years, possibly longer, maybe closer to 30 years. I'm going to say something that I have never said. I have gone against the giants. I've been killed in the Tomb of Horrors.
Yeah.
I have visited the Temple of Elemental Evil.
Okay. Wow.
And, of course, there is not a square in the Caves of Chaos that I have not crawled through. One time, I talked to a wizard named Bargle. And I have never said the following words. I will climb up the asshole.
Bravo.
That should be the definition of brave adventurer.
It'd be great if the fire just went out really fast.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and also, I'm probably going to want to cast light.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
more of an out loud memory for me. All right. Remember.
I've got holy water for afterwards.
Okay, thank you.
That's a handy app.
Yeah. Jim, what would you like to do?
So I'm still dangling on the rope, and they haven't fixed the floor, right?
No.
Then I'm going to cast Lightning Bolt and try and catch these two on the side in its sort of arcing
Great.
Attack.
Go ahead and do that. You can't see this guy because there's a book in the way.
I'm safely up inside the asshole of the demon.
So,
yeah, that's the safe place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 120
you guys,
feet long.
That's what going into acid does to a person.
Yeah.
Kids, stay off the acid.
I don't have to roll to attack. I just hit these fuckers with lightning.
Yep. All right.
So they have to make a dex saving throw.
What's the DC?
I have to set the DC. That's right. That's the new thing, right?
Oh, ho.
So save DC is 16.
All right. They both failed. So you do 6d6 damage to both of them.
Oh!
We're going to need more dice.
3, can I borrow?
Hey, here. Here's some 6.
I need 2 more.
Grab. Sorry.
It's good.
Why do you let other people touch your dice? That's so weird.
I cannot last a lot of low numbers.
Well, that's what happens when you touch somebody else's dice.
6. 10, 14, 15, 16.
All right, they both blow apart.
Ha ha!
And somehow Binwin gets splattered with more guts.
I'm just like this.
He's a maniac, maniac.
Fix the floor.
All right. He's going to find the lever in the asshole.
And the Jim Dark Magic lightning just sort of plays across the balcony railings and sort of distributes throughout the room.
Jim.
Please, does it say have a magical day?
Oh, yeah.
That
and
would it be fades awesome. Away.
Yes.
It's reflected in the acid pool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
God.
Omen?
I'm so glad I'm in your party.
Oh, Jim, I need you to make a dex check after you're done.
I was like, let's just get on to the next person, but no, you had to. I was like, I am dangling from a rope.
Hang on.
Come on, plus one.
I know. 11?
You slide a little bit, but you still hang on.
Whew.
You just swing back and forth over the acid pit.
All right. Okay.
Gripping the rope tightly,
mm-hmm.
I lean out for another burst of radiant energoid. on Alter Dude.
All right.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's 23.
You hit.
Okay. D8 plus 4, that's 7 points.
All right, he holds his feet. He's still up, but he's badly, badly injured. You see his blood... that which isn't burned.
Oh, shit.
Spill down onto
well,
the
great.
Altar.
Awesome. That's cool.
Oh, no.
And as I've the, never as been the so blood... glad to be tucked up inside a demon's asshole than I am right now.
Son of a bitch. No, you're. Listen, let's talk about Radiant Lance. What does it mean? It's a beam of holy light. Would this not cauterize the wound instantaneously?
Yes.
No, I shouldn't have said that.
He's
I apologize, Chris. That was wrong. I was being cheeky, and I know whose table it is. It's Chris's table, and...
Oh, my gosh.
I'm Thank sorry. You, Jerry. As the blood hits the altar... The altar just sort of soaks it up like a sponge.
Well, that's good. Oh. We'll, no cleanup.
And you...
I need an altar like that at home.
Yeah.
And the fire, this lame little fire, you hear something sort of issue from it that sounds like, yeah.
Does anything happen inside the butthole door that I'm in?
No, is the butthole like, altered in any way? Like,
does it tighten up?
Does it tighten? That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering
something. Am I pulped?
Am I...
Not yet, but you hear a rumbling from above.
I don't know, man.
Well, shit.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Going where no one has gone before.
Well played. So that takes Stand By Me's off, Star Trek's off. You guys are going to need to hit Toy Soldiers, Leverage, Eureka, Big Bang Theory, The Guild, and Tabletop. So
Danielle will make another check. She's having a hard time checking the altar with all the lizardmen around her. She is unable to find any release. The other...
I think that's got to be Binwin's fault, right?
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
More lizard men will beat up on you, Binwin, since you seem to be kicking their asses.
I mean, they'll try.
One of them rolled a 15, which I know isn't enough.
Nope.
Another one rolled a 12, which isn't enough. Boy,
no.
These guys really suck.
Man.
This is weak sauce.
They have the worst
weak
attack
arms.
Bonuses ever.
This guy is going to try to shoot you with a poison dart, and he rolled a natural 20.
Oh.
Right into your urethra. Just bam. Precision strike.
Oh, my urethra.
Yeah.
Good news
not
is...
Not Eureka.
Right, okay, good.
Good news is it's
but
only 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Bad news is it's poisoned. Good news is,
I'm a dwarf, you're a dwarf, and I cannot be poisoned. Can I borrow your pencil?
The bad news is, the Frogurt is also cursed.
Yes. Yes, dwarves are immune to poison. How sweet is that?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
I pull the dart out and I go,
Put it with the other darts.
You take a point of damage by cutting your tongue.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eofal. No, right. I totally skipped you.
Okay.
I have the floor.
Actually, it's Benwin's turn. I skipped him.
Yeah. Go ahead, take your turn.
It's him. I'm fine. Do you want me to pass, let you go, and I'll hold?
No, that's fine. Where I am, I don't want to think about passing at the moment. So you go ahead and do your thing. Dwarf
Excellent.
It up.
Pulverize.
Really? With all that blood next to that altar? These blood
sacks?
Yeah,
I think you should hit probably
hit them. Whatever we
do
have
that.
Awakened is awake.
Yeah, okay. Just hit them the other way. Hit them away from the...
Maybe push him into the acid. I mean, it'd just be nice if somebody that wasn't me died in the fucking acid, is all I'm saying. I mean, that would just, that would be a nice thing.
If you
want to
make a religion
I mean?
Check,
yeah.
You can do that.
Here, you do this thing and I'll get some religion, son.
What's that?
Don't worry about it. You do your shit.
Well, I'm going to hit the guy closest to me.
Okay.
I want your blood. 19.
Yep.
Ooh, nice.
You are a hitting machine tonight.
It will be a deadly strike, which means I add more damage. My name is Seamus. I'm Benwin's great axe. So 5.
I like
4,
to cleave things.
I like to cleave things. Hello, Sinew. What do you do?
We got it.
Yeah,
I got it. You broke him.
Oh my
you
God.
Broke the dungeon master. You totally broke the dungeon master.
Okay, so let's see.
I is leaving. I broke the
I'm
DM.
14
I'm fine.
Points of damage.
Wow, you kill him.
Now I killed you.
All right, so what's
next? Leaving.
Go to the...
So how is your religion
is
check, your wisdom
my
check?
Exes.
Actually, you got religious lore. So
I have religious lore, so I'm ready. I'm
so
ready.
So add
go.
That modifier to your die roll.
Okay, so it's a d20 plus 6. Fucking
oh, Jesus.
Son of a.
What is wrong with you? Look, I want to show you what I do.
Too good
when
to be
I'm
true.
Not using my d20s, they sit 20 side up so that the weight settles to the bottom. Thank you.
8.
Mm. Yeah, you don't know what to make of this statue.
It seems weird.
Yeah.
Something weird with the statue, guys.
That's it.
Don't know what it is.
AFL.
I can't get a good look.
All right, the first thing I will do as a free action is cast light.
On what?
On the tip of my acid-etched dagger.
All right, excellent.
Okay?
Yep.
Please tell me what I see.
You see a tube that goes up, and as you squirm your way up through it...
Yes.
You enter a cavity in this thing's stomach.
Okay.
And you can see that there's all kinds of treasure piled up in here.
Ooh. Yes. That is what we are in here for.
We are in the black. In this economy?
Okay.
That got me.
Please tell me more.
Yes, you see one of the items sort of gleams and flickers at you in a way that beckons you almost. It's a sword.
Oh!
It's sticking in a pile of gold.
Oh, yeah. Crazy oh, safe.
Man. He who pulls like... the sword from the ass.
I don't know that one.
Shall we?
I have religious lore.
Okay.
And,
thank you.
I will make a religious lore check very similar to the check that my boss, Omen, made. 13 plus something else, maybe wisdom?
Yeah, wisdom. Wiz and your skill.
Yeah, 15.
All right. You can see worked into the hilt is the symbol of Melora. Three wavy lines.
Holy cow.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah! Take that shit!
Take that shit.
I grab the sword.
All right.
I say a prayer to Melora. All praise be to Melora,
yeah.
The great Melora, who of all Meloras is the mightiest Melora.
Yes,
go you... Melora.
And then I'm all
M-E-L-O-R-A.
And I draw the sword. Tell me what bad shit happens because I drew the sword.
No.
I'm role-playing this because I can't help but take the sword because I love Melora so much.
The first thing that happens is the image of Melora fades like some sort of mirage.
Oh, shit. And the real Melora shows up, right? And she's like, I have you, my son.
No.
You're my child. I love
you. She shows up and she says, why would I leave you a sword in a butthole?
Tell me why I would do that.
Because Melora works in mysterious ways, obviously.
When you saw one set of footprints, that was when Melora... Come on, I didn't... Why a butthole?
That was when
okay,
Melora
then what
carried
happens?
You into a butthole? What?
That's when
something
I
good?
Then the sword telepathically says to you, you're my weapon, bitch.
We got a lot of problems, guys.
Yep.
Where this is real Trubs.
Yep.
Do we have an HR department?
I would just...
But here's the thing. You get to make a intelligence contest.
Okay.
A charisma contest against the sword.
Okay.
To try to overpower its indomitable will.
All right.
Okay, so that seems bad.
Okay.
Indomitable will? Good luck with the roll.
Will's right in my name. I got this.
Hey, can you two guys not do this so close?
Reminds you of your birthday party?
16.
Plus your charisma.
Plus my charisma is 16.
All right, I get a plus 3.
Somebody
on this
in
roll.
The audience liked that one.
I know.
Plus 3 on the roll.
Oh!
Oh, no.
You get a plus what?
Tied.
All right,
a
we have a tie.
Battle of wills.
Right.
You are now in a battle of wills.
AFL
with
wills
the sword.
On ties. Wins on ties, right? No. It's a class feature.
Oh, that's awesome.
You are in a battle of wills with this sword. It is trying to take control of you, and you are trying to resist it.
Awesome. I do not regret climbing up this demon's asshole for a second.
All right.
Kids, if you ever climb up a demon's asshole and find a beautiful sword sticking out of a pile of treasure, just grab it.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Jim, as you prepare to attack, all of you hear from somewhere deep in the dungeon a loud sound that sounds like...
Cookie Chris.
No one heard it. It was a fucking wasted joke.
What was it? You laughed.
Mike,
Cookie
said,
Chris.
Mike
See?
Said Cookie Chris.
I think they heard it. They just...
Oh my God.
And then as you pop down, you hear it again, Jim.
Someone...
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're telling me to deal with the lizards?
I'm saying if we can crack the lizard problem.
How much time has elapsed? I mean, minutes, right? I mean, my room is in no danger of disappearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No.
Well, thank God for that.
If we can...
I'm dangling over a pit of acid from it.
Danielle.
Oh, dangling over a pit of acid. That sounds tear-a-fucking-ball.
Listen, it's really bad for my skin. All dry.
You dry out.
You dry out. I mean,
it's super bad.
It's super bad.
Oh,
you.
Look at the fire. It seems to have fallen.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's like this. If we deal with the lizard issue, then Danielle can find this thing. The reason she can't find the lever is because of these.
All right. Well, I mean, I'll do what I can here. I'm using a lot of my awesome spells already, but I draw my twin wands. And just to let you know, I can't hear it.
You're right, because what about the rope?
Don't draw. What are you holding on to the rope
with?
Oh,
the rope.
No, as you fall.
As I fall.
No, dude, you. As you fall,
you're going
to,
down John Woo style.
No, you have to John Woo this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I fall, now I created a dual wielding specialization for wizards because you didn't put one in D&D, which I think is a huge oversight. But I made it, so I can do this.
Yep.
How?
I'm magic, because so Jim has two wands, and I'm a magic missile at each one. Pow, pow.
Awesome.
But what is holding onto the rope? Your dick?
No, no, no. He's falling into the acid.
Oh, you're like John Woo? Like,
yeah.
Wow. Like, fucking doves.
You get a magic missile. You get a magic missile. So the first guy takes 5 force damage maximum.
You kill him. He dies on the altar.
Second guy takes 3 force damage.
All right, he reels and stumbles back into the chairs.
And then
man, mom's going to be pissed.
Then you fall into the acid.
Woohoo!
Sploosh!
All right, Jim, you take...
Have a magical...
That's the way Jim would want to go.
Yeah.
10 points of acid damage.
Oh, that's bad.
That's not good. That's going up your nose.
No, but right before I hit, I went...
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Cannonball!
Sploosh. Omen, you can't believe what he just did.
But you are impressed by how radical it was and inspired.
Is there a velvet rope or something up here? Like in the finer clubs?
Sure.
I grab it, I take it off the stanchion, and I throw. I start feeding it down through the hole for Jim to grab.
Okay. This velvet rope comes plunging out of Jim's hole.
Okay, now Daniela has a chance to deal with this shit.
All right. Danielle will try the trap again. I'm getting to it, I'm getting to it.
These guys over here are nothing but trouble.
She starts to look around. She can't seem to find what she's looking for.
When the floor went away, I mean, if it comes back, does it rise up? Did we see it disappear down?
Yes.
Okay.
So it should come up.
Oh, you're afraid.
Yeah, just, oh, good stuff, guys. Glad the floor's back.
Yes, it's cool. It's fine. Right. I'm pretty sure that's how it happened.
Oh, you're suddenly in an 80s teen sex comedy.
As Danielle looks around, Binwin, just make a wisdom check for me.
Put on my helmet for this.
Yeah, please.
Oh, put on my thinking cap.
Please, Binwin, please, please, please.
A wisdom?
Yeah.
What? You don't even know what I did. Why are you laughing?
Because your wisdom's minus one. I mean... I love you, but you're so stupid.
Well...
He killed, like, 10 lizard guys.
All right.
That's a kind of intelligence.
Yeah.
Sure.
Said the guy that thought his god left him a sword in a butt.
Enter the butt, my son.
So, that was you were there, man.
My god's always telling me to get stuff out of people's
nine.
Butts.
All right. A 9 is not enough. So we'll just move on. You didn't notice anything. Nothing to see here.
Oh.
All right, Danielle.
Please. Sorry, was that out loud?
I cannot find it. It must not be here.
Oh, shit.
And she will use the rest of her action to climb back up the statue, and she says, "We must get these gems."
Really? She needs to get her priorities a little straighter.
She says, "Are you going to help me or not?"
I don't think that this is an appropriate time for our first date. Where we steal gems together. Does she suspect the gem is going to help with the acid pit?
You asking her?
Yeah.
She says, yes, of course.
They are like little rafts.
It
they
is
are
the
like
only answer
pretty
left.
Little rafts you can ride on and sail. Just relax, enjoy.
Your wisdom is 8. She could just make hand farts, and you'd be like, okay.
guys.
All right.
We got this.
I'm at a loss. There's nothing to kill.
She says.
So, all right, I'll climb up with her. Why not?
All right.
Nothing else going on.
There's nothing else going on.
Okay.
All right.
Good to know.
Go ahead. Make a strength check.
Sure. That is a 3. Plus 4.
Okay.
So
you're having trouble finding purchase.
Oh.
But
happens a lot on my first dates.
Mm-hmm. Omen, you see the blood from that dead lizard man on the altar soak into the altar.
Yeah. Further soaking.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. The altar seems to be drawing power from it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And it is your turn now, AFL.
Good. No, he caught it.
I caught it. I totally did.
All right, so it's sword fight.
I believe we are. I'm having a sword fight inside a demon's asshole.
With yourself.
With myself.
Yeah.
Huh. Yes, would you like
it's
to try
it's a music
to...
video.
Yeah. Dear Mom and Dad.
No, this is some heavy metal shit.
All right, ready?
Yep.
I want you to roll first.
Done.
13, I've got to beat 16.
No,
I don't beat 16.
No.
Uh-oh.
I make an 11.
All right. The sword will say, "Get me out of here."
What's this sword?
Whatever you say, sword.
Down. She says.
So I take the sword and I run it into the wall.
The sword will turn itself into you. Make an attack roll against yourself.
Oh, shit, son.
I rolled a 2 against myself, motherfucker. Turns out it feels good to be so bad.
And it goes, nuh-uh, we going down to poop show, boy.
I don't like this sword at all.
Who is this sword? Yeah.
I think the sword is Huggy Bear.
And when we get down there, once we get out of here, I'm going to have you kill all your friends.
It's James Carmel.
Can I make another?
Assuming you got any.
Ooh, that was mean. Did you hear what the sword said to you?
Yeah, that's not... That makes me angry that he said something mean about my friends, and I feel that it strengthens my resolve to not do what the sword commands. He insulted my friends.
Yes, he did.
That's super
that's
rude
a terrible,
for a sword to
that's
do.
A terrible thing
to kill your friends.
That's a terrible thing that the sword said.
He is a cursed sword.
To do. Yeah. Yeah. Can I fight the sword's evil influence again this round?
You tried. And alas, did not.
All right, so I'm crawling back down the asshole.
Yep. Well, it's
with
more like a super fun happy slide.
Oh, super fun happy slide! Whee!
Jim, you take some damage at the start of your turn.
Yeah, how much 4 damage?
You take 6 points of acid damage. Then there's this sound like... I can't do it. And AFL comes poop out.
You shut your whore mouth!
Rock on. With my hair over. Where's your guy?
He's right
I'm
here.
Up inside his
right.
ass.
There he is.
I was hiding there.
I know, I'm just being mean.
It's not okay.
We all love
hate
you, Will.
Hate you, mystery voice. Hate you again.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to let you do something.
I'm going to
let you make a dexterity check to grab onto the velvet rope.
All right, one dexterity velvet rope
Flynn
check coming
shit.
Up.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Shit. Yeah, somebody got it. Are you okay,
all right.
sir?
Here's what I'm going to do because I'm
I'm just going to warn you not to touch that.
What was the roll?
Oh, yeah, what did I roll when it landed out there? That's right. That's my official roll.
One. Thanks.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a great DM.
Yeah.
Good news is there's also the other rope.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, the mistake that I made was not using this sparkly purple dye.
That's vital.
Here we go. Oh, yes.
Oh! 19! How about 19? Does 19 work for you?
No. Reach down and grab your friend's hand. I'm telling you, we can get this thing going.
All right, so you grab onto Jim's rope and just start swinging around underneath the extra-dimensional space.
I put my hand up.
Yeah.
And I try to catch.
All right.
This is the shittiest Cirque du Soleil show I've ever seen.
Quiet, Danielle will hear you.
Would not pay to see this again. What am I looking at for a role here?
So you guys have to sort of time this. So I'm going to have you make a dexterity check to grab onto him. I'm going to have you make a strength check to pull him up.
Come on, Will.
Okay. Oh, God.
Right. I need some help with this roll, so I'm going to put on my hat.
It's got to be good. It's got to be good.
We can do this.
All right, let's do it together. One, two, three. Those are not great rolls.
No.
But look what we inspired in the crowd. Yeah. Really, we're good bards.
So 9 plus 1.
I got a 9.
Okay.
All right.
And I got a 10. Those are good numbers. They're right next to each other in the alphabet.
The synergy.
Yeah.
The synergy is incredible.
9, bam, then 10, right together, like two hands.
Like
just
twins.
Bam.
Hold it on. 9, 10, right there. Not letting
look
go.
Look at that. My God,
Eric.
Good job, Jim.
All right, Jim. Sorry, Aelfel. Do you want to keep holding on to him, or do you want to fall?
Come on. Come on.
And I spin around him, and the Doppler effect makes my I'm sorry. I'll be dead.
All right, Jim, what else would you like to do?
What do you got? What do you got in the big bag of tricks?
You really going to be dead? Because I'm a cleric. I can heal you.
So he's...
That's the thing I can do now.
He's taken the rope, but Omen dropped the velvet rope. So
yeah.
I want to try to grab that.
All right.
Is that a dex?
Yeah.
Come on. Crit. Woo. That's a 20.
I start swinging it and get yourself
all
over.
Right. As Aelfel is spinning around, he knocks you off the rope. No, I'm just kidding. Omen.
On purpose.
Yeah, so get swinging.
Both ropes are now in
exactly.
play.
Exactly. So
it's a ballet.
Yeah, I am wondering, because, I mean, by this time, I mean, I definitely connected the fact that we left the altar. Thanks.
Chimwink.
We have left the altar. We came out here. All this fucked up shit started to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if at any time in my religious studies, I want to try to use religious lore to see if this type of, temple has a standardization. Like, do they go to IKEA for this shit? Like,
I have the same temple in Walnut.
Can I use religious lore to give Binwin a suggestion of where to look for the latch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just make sure you comment your code when you use this temple's API.
Yeah. I'm gonna reach down.
Okay.
I'm gonna zap. The check is gonna be my whole turn. Wisdom and religious lore is what I'm looking at, right?
Okay.
D20 plus 6.
Yes.
That's 24.
Whoa.
Oh yeah.
I mean, how do these evil cults do their shit?
You believe that there must be a latch or lever or something on that altar that Danielle didn't find, yes.
Yeah, okay. I yell that out to Binwin. I say, it's the latch is on the altar.
Okay.
It's not in the asshole.
All right.
All right. Danielle will crawl up the statue as high as she can get and start going for the eye.
All right. Me?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to check out this altar.
All right.
I'm looking for latches.
And you've got stone cunning. You're like super dwarf.
Oh,
stone.
That's right. Oh.
You make Steve Gutenberg a star.
I don't get that.
Use
Simpsons reference.
This is in your blood, I know. Binwin.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a bonus.
Okay.
Is it advantage or a bonus?
It's still a wisdom check, though, so you...
Sure.
What?
Should I roll now?
Yeah, you should
roll. Yeah, go ahead. Make your roll. Absolutely.
Make your roll. That's how we check against skills in this game.
You have just to roll a die.
All right, I guess I'll roll a die. I mean, I was just fucking around a second ago.
Sure.
Yeah. Stone cunning. Total awesome dwarf shit. Just take it to the hoop.
Wait, before you roll. Who controls the British pound? Who keeps the metric system down? We do.
What's your bonus?
You do?
Wisdom plus?
My wisdom is a minus one.
Yeah.
So now I'm at a 3.
Yeah, you can't find it.
Oh, God.
Attach the stone of shame.
He ties himself to the altar again.
How did that happen? I don't have the right Allen wrench for this.
It's 5/16 Nork.
All right. Shambling through a doorway is a creature that looks like this.
A Yeti?
No.
That looks like an
owlbear.
That looks
an
like
owlbear.
Owlbear.
Oh, see, the who is the owl. And then the roar is the bear, so it's the owlbear.
Thanks.
Fucking owlbears.
It's gonna be great.
And it comes out and it sees a dead lizard man lying there, and it just sort of picks it up and eats his head.
Well, that's good. There's a lot of dead lizards here to keep it occupied while it eats him. So we got time, guys.
AFL.
Yes.
Swing over there. He's climbed up.
I'm hanging onto the velvet rope.
Okay. Swing over there and check it.
Yep. So I am going to time.
It's an owlbear picture.
I am going.
Show the owlbear again. That was really funny. Nope, that's owlbear. Too much. You can't do it.
Yeah, great.
I am going to time my swing to launch myself off toward the altar.
Great.
Can I drop the sword?
Let's say no. In fact, let's do that contest first.
The sword contest? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Oh,
19.
Nice.
No, 19.
Oh, I failed.
That's a 5,
I rolled a 5.
Just drop that shit in the acid.
Just throw that shit
the sword,
in the acid.
Now, does that remove, it's been
it
so long
it means that
since
your will is now in control.
Really? Yeah. That sword goes into the acid like a bitch.
Oh, what a world.
I want you to flip off of this shit and roll in the air and then find the lever.
That's what I'm working on.
Now you're going to do some acrobatic
shit. Yeah, I'm never going to find that
I'm
going to
do some acrobatic shit. So I'm swinging around on the rope, and what I do is I build up speed like I did in, as I learned it, in Cirque du Aladrin. And as soon as I get to the appropriate point of release, I let go of the rope, I tuck, and I roll, and I fly through the air.
And I make a wisdom check.
And as I'm flying, I open up, and now I look like a swan for some reason. Then I tuck back in, and I open up my arms again, and now I look like a bear. And then I tuck, and then on the last somersault, I open up, and I look like the hope of a child. And through it all, the majestic music of Quebec's premier electro synth pop musician is playing, and then I land on the thing next to and I time this so that I land right next to Binwin, and I just sort of tug on his beard, and I say, "Nice to see you." So that's what I do. Let's see if it works.
I am not even going to make you roll. You just succeed.
Nice.
Thank you for coming to Cirque du AFL. Be sure to pick up a DVD in the lobby on your way out of the tent.
Jim?
So I'm hanging on the velvet rope.
Yeah, you don't think you can top that.
I need momentum. Can I start myself swinging back and forth? Like, not obviously gracefully.
Yeah, you sure can. Just make a whatever check.
Dex. Oh, I got a plus four to whatever.
Crit. All right.
Oh, 20.
Wow.
I swing up onto that fucking halter.
You totally do.
You should do the exact same thing I did, but you're trailing doves the entire way. Doves and stars.
Yeah. And I land and put my hands up and sparks just come out.
Yeah. And then we high five.
Yeah, bam.
Cirque du Dark Magic.
I like it. Right?
It's a pleasure to open for you, sir.
Way to get the
That's
crowd
what
warmed
she
up.
Said.
No, she didn't say that.
She might have.
Yeah.
All right.
Now shit's getting hot.
Yeah. All right, Omen.
What? What's going on?
You tell me.
Oh.
Join
you
us.
You don't think you can top that?
No. It's not worth it. I'll reach out and touch this, because he's going to come screw us up later. I give him a little radiant burst.
All right.
And then I retreat into the thing. That is probably the worst thing that's ever happened.
God, coming out of you, that's saying something.
What was it?
Let's not talk about it.
It was a three.
Let's not talk about it. Let's just...
Okay.
Whose turn is it now? I mean,
all right.
Sure.
Who's going next?
You carve a radiant line around him.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Like a chalk outline. He's perfectly missed.
Perfectly around him.
And then you duck back into the extra-dimensional space.
That's right. I love it in here.
Which, by the way, you can dispel at any time.
Oh, I know.
All right. Danielle, on her turn, crawls over to the face and steals one of the gems.
Something awesome happens because of that, right?
As soon as she has it in her hands, you see a web strand come shooting down from the ceiling and basically stick into the head of the demon statue, creating this zip line.
Dude, Spider-Man's here, guys.
So we're going to be okay. We're going to be fine.
We're going to be okay. We were really worried.
And then Danielle will swing over on the web strand to the other eye.
Doesn't even
what
phase
the
her.
Shit?
Really?
This is incredible.
Not even bothered by the web.
Oh, by the way, Omen, you think those eyes are probably worth about 50,000 gold pieces each.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, and who's been performing well and deserves a raise in this company? Two thumbs, this guy. Whose hole are you tucked inside right now?
Do you have something, Will? You want to get some fucking kicks in? Or?
I would just like to point out that she crawled up there like a spider. She's a drow. We know that drows worship a particular spider.
Yeah.
We further know that she just grabbed that zip line like a normal person would go, the fuck? I better put the gem back and leave. And instead went back and swung across it. Yeah. So, boss, I think it would be great if we could add those eye gems to our corporate assets. But I think we should kill that fucking drow bitch first.
Wait,
right, you see the line is attached to a spider on the ceiling.
Yeah.
A giant
she
spider.
She rides that thing around. That's
right.
Her car.
Yeah. Yeah. Its name is Volvo.
Volvo, the giant spider?
Yeah. Listen, you solved
this
my...
This was definitely built
Binwin,
on IKEA.
Save us.
You solved my problem.
Binwin, save us?
You can bring this up at your quarterly review. You solved my problem first.
So, since this is kind of like old school D&D...
It is, in many ways.
Right. I'm not worried necessarily about squares. I've got a movement and feet. So, if I want to be creative about getting to this owlbear, you know, you might let it happen because it serves a story, right? All right.
Yeah,
well,
I'm like,
how awesome is your idea?
You know that the owlbear doesn't seem to be paying any attention to you at all.
So, you notice it's not paying attention
it's
to me?
It's not paying any attention
to me. Eating lizard
it seems to be interested in eating that lizard man.
Are you saying it's a friend?
It just doesn't care about us.
I'm not saying that we're
us.
Like going to owlbear's birthday party, but I think that right now he's not going to come eat our faces.
All I'm saying, he's got food already.
All right. I had a good catchphrase and everything. I was going to jump at it and be all like, how many licks does it take?
Pretty good.
Well, now you have to do it.
Boss.
I can't heal you over there. We've had this problem in the past.
Fuck, with this chain of command is fucked.
Find the switch.
Oh, all right, I'll just use my amazing wisdom score.
Yeah.
Roll well.
You send the dumb shit to disarm the bomb. It's great, smart move. All right, so a 10.
All right, a 10 is enough. You find a fairly obvious.
It's a giant acid pit switch.
Acid pit switch.
And then right next to it is another switch that says super fun happy slide.
Oh, you can't believe she didn't see that.
Oh, the switch. Ka-chunk, I pull the switch.
All right. The floor starts to come up, and the acid starts to bleed out through vents.
All right.
It doesn't look like it's going to spill into the chamber.
Nice.
And then, Eofel, you see that she is grasping for the other eye. What do you do?
I'm going to face step up right next to her and stop her from doing that.
All right.
Bam. Fight.
Bamf.
Bamf.
You just grab her hand.
All right.
Yeah.
So are you actually grabbing her? Or are you grabbing, what are you grabbing?
Let's see. I'm not going to touch the eye. That's a bad idea.
Grab her hand, no.
That's an awesome idea, voice in the darkness. I'm going to jump up and I'm going to hack through the zip line.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's swinging on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's all she's hanging on to.
Yep. 12 plus, I'm guessing that's a dex move?
No, it's just
an attack. Oh, okay, so 17.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, this is very important. Do you want to cut the line between her and the statue, or the line between her and the spider?
I probably want to cut the line between her and the spider. Yeah.
I would say her and the statue, so that she swings out.
Away
from it.
Right, but unfortunately, the dwarf is starting to make the acid go away.
Well, but she can't get the gem, at least.
Do we want to
get her away from
the
statue?
Well, no, because the thing is, if the spider's a friend, right?
Yeah.
And he cuts... He's essentially, if he cuts between the statue and her, he's cutting her away from danger, because the spider will just take her away. But if he cuts away, he's cutting off her escape route. Now she can't get to the car.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah, I think that spider's going to come down if it wants
bring
to,
it,
no
bring
matter what.
Bring the spider to
so,
me.
Yeah. So so then I cut it between her and the spider.
Okay.
So I go
you
through.
You slash right
like
through
that.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
The line just sort of... flies out.
Okay, awesome.
And now she has to make a
saving
throw.
Hey, man, not cool.
All right,
you know
and
where
she
web comes out of a spider, right?
Falls into the fire.
She falls into the fire. With a horrendous scream, you hear the fire just consume her utterly.
Whoa!
Does she fall in there with the gem?
Now,
the gem is not consumed.
I'm going to let you make a dex check to try to get the gem out of her hand before she falls.
Great. Okay. No, I rolled a 3. Nope, I rolled a 6.
All right, the gem tumbles out of your hand into the fire. Make a dex check to hang on.
Really?
Wow.
Fire and acid. This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I rolled a 3 again. I got 2 hands. I mean, I was just trying to use one hand, right? I mean, I would go like, right? It's like the gem, like it goes, boonk, and then it goes, and then I go like that and grab it.
This happens in shows.
This happens.
Yeah, it happens.
This happens in shows.
All right, Eofel falls into the fire.
Fuck!
And takes 12 points of fire damage.
That's it, right?
Ooh, jeez.
Well, no, I'm at 22. Now I'm at 10, which is worse.
Yeah.
But you got the gem.
But I got the gem.
All right. Let's call it.
Jim?
Oh, here, so is this filled in now?
Yeah.
Do I, looking at this fire, is this magical fire, or is this just like
definitely
coal burning? This is cool. Like,
she was consumed instantaneously.
That's
like
a magnet.
This is hardcore
that
shit.
That was done with the power of magnetism.
Yeah. Magnets, they're like magic!
Science!
So this is a strange religious temple. This is magic fire, right?
Yeah.
I want to dispel it.
All right.
This is going to be hard. This is going to be hard work. You got to know that.
What do I need to roll?
Let's do this a little bit differently, because
really
this fire is actually semi-intelligent, so this is going to be a contest.
Oh my
you
God.
Versus it.
You
all
have
right?
to talk okay. to
the Jim
fire.
Dark magic versus ancient primeval demonic power.
Okay.
Oh, the Jim Dark all magic right. magic.
This is your intelligence.
It's your time to shine.
Intelligence check, so you add your intelligence bonus, and it will do the same.
Think of it like a water Pokemon against a fire Pokemon. Okay. Channel that.
It. You want me to roll first, or do you want to roll first?
You roll first.
All right.
Yeah!
It rolled a total of 10.
You got
I
that.
I can beat 10.
You
I
got
a
that.
Plus 4. Yes, 15.
Woo! The fire goes out.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was uncomfortable. Not acid uncomfortable, because
sure.
I know what that feels like.
Yeah, we both do.
Yeah.
And, now we're brothers.
You pick up you have a gem, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
The flames go out, and you see the hand come up, and it just goes.
Yeah.
Got it.
Burnt drow hand.
Gem. Well, feel free to join us now.
Yeah.
Albert, I'll take his meat and walk away.
Yeah. I slide down.
Okay.
And as I slide down, I use my last channel divinity to grant Jim Dark Magic another 17 HP.
I need that. I'm almost dead.
All right.
So was the owlbear a red herring?
No, I figured if we had time, we'd all probably right. have him come and jump on you and maim you a little bit and hug you.
Be the
I
shit out of you.
Maybe run away with you.
I love it.
Yeah. But alas, we are out of time.
No!
Yeah.
No, it's okay. We have 50,000 gold pieces. This is great.
100,000 with the other eye, Mr. Bureaucromancer.
There's nobody else around now.
Yeah.
Well, except the spider.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is the drow is dead?
You see that she is actually still alive, but just
but
badly
she's very
burned.
Badly burned.
Badly burned. Yeah.
All right. When is it my turn?
We're out of time.
Listen, there's one thing that these drow will understand. We're just going to leave her the other one. We will leave her the other gem, and we will take this gem, and we will go. I don't want to know how bad House Rousseau can get to people who fuck them over.
Also, let them take the other eye and see what happens.
Yes, exactly. We can watch from a distance. We can watch it streamed on Twitch TV.
All right.
Guys,
I
got...
take my holy symbol,
yes.
My holy symbol of Melora, and I lean down and I see, you know, the smoking, bubbling flesh of her head, and I press Melora's holy symbol mark.
Hey, now hold on. I didn't say use your heels.
Into her. I'm
she
not
screams.
Healing her. I'm not healing her. I press it into her forehead.
Okay.
Okay.
Her.
She'll scream in pain as you brand her with the symbol of Melora.
Yep. And I hold it and I look at her and I say, we never see you again. And I pull the holy symbol of Melora off of her head, and I point to where she has been branded, and I say, I will know. My name is Eofel.
That's hot. That is hot.
And my name's Jim.
and then I...
Lady.
And then I heal myself because I'm about to die.
Can we go now? We have a gem defense.
Yeah.
Iris out.
Yeah. All right. Asshole? What?
Oh, yeah. So I climb up out of the thing and I say, boss.
Butt gold.
You should probably know about a thing.
Okay.
There's a butthole in the statue, and if you climb up the statue's butthole, there's a treasure chamber at the end of the statue's butthole with a lot of treasure in there.
Well, you are the butt expert, so you head in there. You've been there before.
What, just because he's fae?
No, no, no. You've been there before. You've scouted the area out.
Yeah.
You can go in and come back out as many times as it takes.
It'll be more than one trip because there is literally an ass load of treasure in there.
Good, good.
And AFL, cursing under his breath in Elvish, climbs out of the thing.
Yes.
And walks down and begins the slow slog up the demon's butthole.
Aw. Oh. And then you hear. That's Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
And we're done.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Chris Perkins.
This guy.
This guy.
Thanks for listening to Dungeon Delve. Congratulations! You made it! You get 1,000 XP. Let us know what you think on iTunes with a rating or a review, or by tweeting at wizards_DND. If it's a low review, don't bother posting it, don't be a dick. And if you want more D&D, subscribe to Dragon Talk, the official D&D podcast, or check out the Dragon Plus app on iOS, Android, or on the web at dragonmag.com. The adventure continues in the next episode of Dungeon Delve.